This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, yeah, in terms of reset, it was just talking about the money philosophy and spending and stuff. But like I told you, that we were always going to try and win this season. It's all about winning in 2025. It was never going to be a step back. I think you guys have been around the players and in the locker room and talking to players. It's been a little different down there in how they've approached things. And we saw it from day one in OTAs. Like, the offensive and defensive groups would stay out on the field on their own, which I'd never seen here in years, for like an hour after OT as a group by themselves in their own time, walking through stuff, going through, holding each other accountable. You know, the stuff you saw like in the joint practices where our guys getting on each other about competing and stuff, that hadn't happened here in years. So it's a different mindset, you know, led by Mike, that we talked about right from that last team meeting at the end of last season when he told them what it was going to be. And it's been that way, and the players have responded incredibly. So we're excited. We're going to try and win as many games as we always can, and we feel good about the group and what it could be, and so we'll see how it plays out.
All right. All right, Woody, you got me on that one. Woo, man, we got a lot of stuff. Good morning to everybody, and ready to go here this morning. That was Chris Greer, general manager of the Miami Dolphins, talking about a reset and everything around it, and I like this team and all those things that we haven't been doing. And I don't have a lot of good things to say today, and so I do want to start with, for me, with Chris Greer. I don't think he's done a good enough job. I mean, let's just start with that. There was a lot of stuff said yesterday. We're going to play some of it for you as the show goes on. And look at whatever you think of him. And I know Dolphin fans, most of you, even the super positive ones, are always disappointed when we come up short year after year after year after year. And I'm with you, by the way. I'm with you probably as much or more. And I always say our fans take losses hard. I see it after games. I walk out with fans. I park in the middle of fans. I don't have a special parking spot, and so I get to hear it. And same people come up to me now knowing what my routine is and hit me from the time I'm going down the elevator to the time I jump in my car. And sometimes I sit on the side of the car, and fans that, after a couple of cold ones, like to vent about things that are going on and names. And Chris Greer is a general manager. At the end of the day, everything starts and finishes with him. He runs football. His title is the highest on that side of the building. It is. I know Brandon Shore's over there, and reports to everybody, and you know, can talk to the owner and Tom Garfinkel to give you a little breakdown of all the things. But when it comes to the football stuff and what we can do within the amount of money you have, now listen, we blew it out last year. We did. We spent a ridiculous amount of money. When they did that, I think everybody in our business knew, like, uh-oh, you can't do that every year. That was it. They blew it out last year trying to win it and extended contracts and gave out big contracts and a quarterback and two wide receivers and a cornerback got extensions. Or if you were pouting last year, you probably got your contract is pretty much what happened if you're a good player. So they did. They dished it out, and now, of course, they're coming back going, well, we can't sign this guy, we can't get that guy, and so we had gone cheap on, you know, all these things. The media has done a great job of explaining a lot of stuff, whichever guy you like and or even don't like, but they're onto it. They're onto this whole thing, and I watched this thing over the years now and have been here since we actually won some playoff games. I've been on this radio station, most of it, and been able to talk about every win and loss and lack of playoff success and everything else that's taken place. And I'm just trying to lead you up before I jump into this thing. So I heard Chris talking about this is the first time in 4 or 5 years he's seen guys stay around and enjoy. Like, well, how do you let that happen? Like, what you're picking the frigging guys. So now we switch it around and now everybody's coming out. I heard the players yesterday saying, man, this is a great physical camp. This is what we needed. Okay, well, why'd this take so long? What have we been doing? Guys weren't like, sprinting out of here before or after practice to get to the deli for a sandwich. I mean, what are we doing? So anytime I hear, yeah, I've been the GM and I sat back and watched it, like, well, hey, what point do you step in there and go, hey, man, finally, this is the way it should look. You've been a GM for a while, and now finally, now the guys are staying around and acting like they like each other and all that stuff. So it's been a real crap show around here before this year. It was really bad last year, and I get it. Jalen Ramsey's a big part of it. The F you guy and screw you and don't talk to me, and that's not my job to worry about that guy and all those things that Jalen Ramsey was all about. He was about, I'm really friggin' good. You go out and get a whole bunch of guys like me because when it's all said and done, I'm going to rank as one of the best at what I do. And listen, this behavior he had before we start giving him money, everybody knew what he was like. I sat up with the Jacksonville guys, and they were laughing. They had him. They had him from a young, talented guy, and as he got better and he got the money – and then he won out. And then the Rams saw it. And everybody, oh, we got a great bargain on that one. He's a chemistry destroyer. Besides being a great player. And was a really, really good player. And is still a good, solid player. I'm guessing. And we'll see as this thing goes on. So anyway, they're calling it a reset. Now, I don't know if a reset is related to a retool or a rebuild. Somebody would have to let me know if they're all cousins. Are they second? I have a whole bunch of cousins. What do you sound like, first cousins, second cousins? But anyway, he hit us with the reset. But he said, now, we got enough talent to win on this roster right now, and it's always about winning and all those things. And we want to let our fan base know and – he understands the frustration, and he's frustrated. Look at man, it's not personal. It's not, Chris. It's not personal. But your job is to find players to help build this thing. At the end of the day, coaches aren't making picks, and if they are, shame on you. Shame on you if they're handpicking what your roster looks like. I get you work with your coaches and your coordinators to put together a team. There's a lot to get to. We added some more players. We'll get into all that stuff yesterday. By the way, the media was right on target as they pick up another cornerback. Juju Brents is now on the team, waived off from the Colts, and former second-round pick, 25 years old, a long zone cover corner. Everybody says, again, a perfect fit for what we're doing here, along with what they're saying about Rasul Douglas towards the end of his career, the same stuff. So now we got three since camp started. We've now added on our six cornerbacks, three of them are brand new guys on this roster. So that's where we are. Jeff Wilson, practice squad, probably going to get called up. Kendall Lamb, yes, they weren't. Omar, you're right. They didn't feel they had enough, and they were scared to death. And by the way, I don't know if it's Larry Borum on one side or it's going to be Kendall Lamb on both sides. He's done a nice job as a backup tackle here. It was a great get. I don't know what went wrong with Philadelphia, if it was too much of a different style of run blocking and that stuff. So anyway, they let Kendall Lamb go. The Dolphins pick him up. Riley Patterson is going to be the kicker. So those were some of the moves filling up the practice squad yesterday that happened. And by the way, they may not be done. They're put in on the waiver wire with, you know, maybe hoping to get some more guys and see what happens on everybody's roster again today. So anyway, here's Chris Greer on the secondary.
There's a number of people in this room, including me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have raised serious concerns about your secondary, especially your cornerback position. Do you think we're making, to borrow your phrase, do you think we're more concerned about it than you are?
Oh, you're turning it on me, huh? I know Coach Weaver and Mike have been, you know, very, you know, honest with you guys about it as well. We feel good about the room, adding Rasul Douglas in to the group. We feel was good. We've been talking to him throughout the summer, as most of you guys have known. Getting Minka added to the group was huge for us. Some of the young players, their young corners, they have opportunities now to compete and make plays. I will tell you that Cam Smith is going on NFI today. So that's a little bit of a change. And also where we are right now, we're probably going to be aggressive here through the claims here this today too, to make hopefully get a couple other players at positions and add them to the roster. So we feel good about that group. They've competed. They've done well, you know, all spring and summer battling. You know, a lot of the stuff that we're working on are not things that they're going to be doing in regular season games. You're not game planning, showing things to teams. So it was good to see them out competing and working. And we've been very happy with it. And I know you guys have heard some of our receivers talk about how the guys have done a nice job, you know, throughout camp and stuff. So now, listen, they're young. Some of those guys are young. They got to prove it. And but we're excited about what the potential could be. But they have to do it now and for real starting next Sunday.
All right. So first of all, there ain't no we in GM, just so you know. There is no we in GM. There's not. There's no we. This is not like from the equipment manager to who's running the field up to Chris Greer and everybody in between. There's no we in GM. There's just not. So I'm hearing a lot of things. Hey, we're looking to add more guys, to be honest. We're checking the waiver wire. You don't go around checking the waiver wire on a 53-man roster if you like what you have on there. That's common sense. And we're looking to get more. We love this group, but we're looking to get more. Can be both ways. Now, before you made these moves, you guys were over there saying, oh, no. And I get it, man. It's a positive. And I wouldn't be ripping any of the guys on the team during the time. And, like, I get it. When you go in meetings at night, you go, hey, Anthony Weaver goes, I don't have enough at corner, man. I mean, I'm saying all the right things, but we don't have enough. We need more. And that's why you got a Rasul now here. Rasul Douglas, 30 years old. And you're looking for upgrade even the young guys. And now on top of that, and I'm real careful on this, believe me, when it comes to mental health, I can't tell you enough. I don't joke about it. It's not funny. Been through it. And whatever Cam Smith is going through on his non-football injury list, I'm just going to leave it alone. Obviously, there's some things there. Once again, another year. I don't expect he's going to play for this team, not when you keep adding all these guys. And one of the reasons is because your second-round pick, your first pick just a few years ago, has just had some things he's got to work on. And that's it. I don't want to get into, you know, if you've been out there, you've seen his body language, you've seen the injury. I think there's a disconnect on some things. And, you know, I'm just real careful not to rip guys that are going through stuff. And I don't want to be that guy this morning and should have probably done a better job on part of the draft of going through that process in South Carolina and trying to get more information than we did, to be honest. And so anyway, and again, that all goes back to the general manager. It does. Like, guys, I get it. Hey, man, it'd be nice right now if we're to be real honest. If we hit on a first and a second round pick and I was talking about Noah Igbinoghene on one side and Cam Smith on the other, as a guy you took in the first round and a guy you took in the second round with your first pick in that draft. I wish that would have worked out, but that's not the case. So we go through. So just so you understand the bigger picture, and you're not going to hit on every draft pick, and I know it, and I've had people in the organization tell me, hey, nobody. You make it sound like ones and twos are automatic. Everybody misses on ones. And you're right. You're right. There's no question about it. It's just when we look at the big picture, we can't get to where we want to, like win a playoff game as we're getting ready to set a new start. And I do believe our front of the roster is good enough to win a lot of games. I do. I don't think we're going to win 5 or 6 games. I don't. But it would have been nice, right? If we had those guys, you go, hey, man, one's 24, one's 25 years old. Isn't that amazing? Iggy's only 25 years old. Feel like he's been gone for a while. Part of the Tua and Jackson draft. So, hey, look, you hit on those guys, it'd have been nice. But not now you got to go through all the other stuff that we've gone through with the drama, with the guy that we had to come in knowing there's some issues with him. Not a great team guy, but a great player. And we saw it. We knew that stuff. If we didn't, we got to be the dumbest group of guys because Jacksonville has been sitting back laughing at everyone about this, and they got their own problems. So, anyway, I'm by the way, I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started on this. We've got
more. Yeah, I know we got a lot to go. I'm just curious, like, your bird's eye view of this thing. Like, how do you think Chris did yesterday? Because I know last year's press conference was a complete disaster, and
we're playing all that stuff
back during the season and stuff. And
I don't think Chris is at his best during these press conferences. I don't think it's a strength.
Yeah.
I just don't. He knows stuff, says stuff. I think Ann tries to coach him up the best she can. Like, hey, Ann's up on everything. I think she's really good at the communication business and says, Chris this and Chris that. And listen, he came across on some serious stuff. He's not a bad guy. He's just not a bad guy. And by the way, for any of you idiots out there that send emails to him about you want him to die or the cancer stuff, like, seriously, I'd punch you in the face if I saw you. Like, who does that? Seriously. You can disagree. You can be frustrated. You can say he's not very good at what he does. You can say he sucks. You can throw a couple of curse words in there, but come on. You take it personal with family. Come on, man. You're better than that out there.
If those games are that serious to you, you probably need to reevaluate life, I'm guessing.
That's a great point. Right? That's a great point. Look at man.
It's
sports.
At the end of the day, I know people get fired up here too and everything, but it is it's a game.
Hey, I get the losing, and I always say the Dolphins, the way they play kind of affects the mood of South Florida sometimes. It does.
Yeah.
Monday, and I see it around. But at the same time, in the bigger picture, like what happened yesterday again with another shoot, or how you're doing, or how your job's going, or how your family's doing.
Yeah,
Dolphins have nothing to do with that. Yeah,
should not affect you like that. And by the way, I don't think anybody wants to win any more than Chris Greer.
Oh, no,
he wants to win is worse than any of these Dolphins fans do, Joe.
Chris,
his legacy, his life. Like,
you're exactly right.
He's not getting another job like this.
No.
This is it.
I'm sure Chris is aware of all this stuff. Yeah, man.
And he's not a bad guy either. Like, that's the other thing. He's not a bad guy. He's not a mean-spirited guy. So
I know him.
I don't get how people get off doing that.
I know
that
him, and I want to say all that stuff. And you can, it's easy, and you can do the hit and run with us because you guys do that too, and that's fine.
This is a better place to vent than to send,
No. This is, but I'd rather you send it to us because we're not going to use it, and we can read it at the same time and shake our heads. But like anybody goes out of their way to find his email and send him something that he can get a hold of. Come on, man, Sergi.
That's not good.
I'm guessing if you're doing that, your own personal life's kind of crappy too, because that just sucks. Yeah. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. As the Dolphins roster made more moves yesterday, and it sounds like, as you just heard from Chris Greer, we're not done. Love our roster. Well, you can't love our roster and keep adding more pieces to it on the 53, but I get what you're trying to say. I got to tell you, though, the part that just, like, hey, I've been watching this thing over years, and, guys don't seem like they like each other, and they're leaving early. Hey, those are guys you're getting, man. You're the one standing next to them when they're signing those contracts and drafting them. Maybe we need – what's that thing they used to – we need gym rats, man. Who started that gym rats? Where was that? A Parcells thing? We need gym rats around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.